Mallory remained silent for a few moments before sighing and sitting back down. "Things are a bit tight, I won't deny it. The Villa Lease is all right, though. A gentleman of considerable means with a Ukrainian background stepped up for those funds. And I have one or two other prospects. It must be done discreetly, of course."
"Of course," she added. "When was the last time you had a holiday, Miles?"
"A holiday?" He chuckled. "I could be incredibly saccharine and say that what I do here is a holiday, but I will refrain from doing so."
"Seriously, Miles, when was the last time?" His eyes took on a faraway look.
"I suppose while Margaret was still alive. Rome, and Florence. She always loved the statue of David. She would sit and stare at him for hours. Quite a fan of Michelangelo was my dear wife. It was a nice visit. She became ill after we returned. 6 months later, she was gone."
"If I recall, that was 8 years ago."
"Yes, yes, I suppose it was. Time does march on, Liza."
"Everyone here is under considerable strain, but some more than others. You are our leader. We cannot afford to lose you."
"I'm fine. Or as fit as an overweight and sedentary old professor can be." He looked around. "I do love it here, this old wreck of a place. Regina loves it here, too. I hear her wandering around at all hours of the night."
"She visits the cemetery regularly. Did you know that?"
Mallory nodded. "In particular, the grave of Laura R. Campion. No connection that I have ever been able to discern, yet she does seem drawn to the woman."
Liza gave him a piercing stare. "Was there a particular reason you targeted Reggie for recruitment?"
He gave her a hard look before saying, "None different than any other. She passed all the hurdles. But it really starts off with a simple judgment call on my part. In that regard, Regina Campion was hardly unique." She eyed him for a few seconds before looking away. "Now, this American," Mallory began.
"Bill Young."
"Yes, it's not good. A distraction, perhaps more. We have no real information on the man. Anyone can pose as a former lobbyist."
Liza ran a hand along the drawstring of her robe. "True enough. By the way, Witt also reported that Reggie will be traveling to Les Baux with him tomorrow." Mallory looked startled.
"Les Baux? For what purpose?"
"Witt didn't know why. He felt strongly that she should be working on Kuchin instead."
"As do I. I think I'll ring her right now."
"Don't do that, Miles."
"But
she's under a lot of stress. But Reggie has the best instincts of anyone we have in the field. I think we can trust her. I think she's earned that, don't you?"
Mallory seemed frozen with indecision, but his features finally relaxed. "All right. I largely agree with that assessment," he added stiffly. Liza rose and glanced at the desk once more.
"I suppose you're working on the next one."
"Never wise to let the grass grow, you know."
"Well, let's pray Reggie and the others come back alive, so they can do it all again."
She closed the door softly behind her. Mallory stared after her for a few moments, then went back to his desk, rummaged in a drawer, and pulled out the photo he'd received from Witt. He sat down and began studying the picture of Bill Young. A troubling premonition was creeping up his spine, and something told him it had everything to do with this man. He did trust Reggie, but there was always a limit to trust in anyone. And nothing could interfere with them getting to Kuchin. It was too important. He debated for a bit, and then decided to do it. He slipped a mobile phone out of his pocket and thumbed in a text message. The professor was not nearly as electronics illiterate as he let on. He put the mobile away and sat back in his chair. He hoped he had done the right thing.
Sometimes in this line of work, all you had were your instincts. When you were right, all was well. When you turned out to be wrong, however, well, innocent people sometimes died.